Tonight we're going to some Yonei Shidduchim. We have a mixture of Bachurim and Yungalites, so we'll have to keep topics which are Shavuach Nefesh. Some just Benegeya, the decision in terms of when a person is looking for a Shidduch. This is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Whatever decision is, that's what's going to be. So a person has to know very clearly what you're looking for. You have to know what's important, what's not important. I was in Lakewood, around two Shvat. I went to the bathroom on Seder, so one Shabbat came over to me and said, "Oh, Marburger, what are you looking for? Are you looking for cheshivas, money, or looks?" I was like, "Oh." you have your priorities straight. You're looking for a shutuf to live your life with, and you have to just be magged. You have to know what you're looking for, what your goals in life are, and who will be the best in order to bring out your goals in life, and not get sidetracked by zaitika issues. It's very important to have somebody to speak to about the issue. When you're a bacher and you're dining marriage, you're dining something which you have no experience in, no idea what it's about, and therefore it's hard for you to know what you want and what you're looking for. I recently found my list of things which I wrote down, like my criteria, what I thought was important for marriage. And looking at it now, like 15 years later, just like a total joke. Like all the things, saying you're dining something which you have no clue about, you're just making up me swear, I need this, I need that, this is important, that's important. It's very important to have somebody, your rebbeim or your parents, to speak to about the nice who's been down the road and something that's very, very important. A lot of times the parents, when you're 21, you think your parents, they're outdated, they don't know much. I think it's lines from Mark Twain. So when he was 18 years old, he thought his parents knew nothing. Then he went to college for 4 years, he came back, and he's like, wow, my parents learned a lot in the last 4 years. When he turned 30, he's like, my parents are getting a little bit smarter. And he's 35, he's like, wow, what old age did to my parents, how smart they've become. And when he hit 40, he realized that it's not that his parents got smarter, it's that he got smarter. So a lot of times people think that parents don't really know anything, and no. You should speak to your parents, speak to your rebbeim before you make this very important decision. Now, Shabbat comes up a lot. A lot of times is benigeya. If somebody has issues, are you mechuyev to say beforehand or not? Somebody has on pills, somebody has health issues, somebody has diabetes, anxiety. V'chulu, are you mechuyev to say beforehand that you have these issues before you go out, before you get married? What's the shayla? It's the shayla of Hainog, Nevestas, Mekachtoyas. If you have a pgam, which you're not saying, and then she's gonna find it after the marriage, maybe it's Mekachtoyas, maybe the whole marriage is not chal. It's Shalak Nevestas, Shalak Hainog. I saw you something, and it really has something wrong with it. So that's a shayla of Hainog. So it's over here. If you have something wrong with you, and you're not saying, the shayla is, are you mechuyev to say or not? So the hayra and rave of Klal Yisrael, I'll say what's pretty mukubal, is that if there is something which is serious, then you have a chiv to say. Because later, it's a shayla machtayis, and you be mechuyev to say. You do not have to say right away before you go out. Because if you say before you go out, then before you go out, anything's a psal. Any small thing. So they're just going to say no. The reference from the Zaman, Rav Yashman, and others is that after you go out a couple of times, and the boy or the girl, they know each other now, and you can down the person has a whole package. He's a person plus whatever this chesaron is. At that point, that's the point which you have to say. But you can't say too late. Don't say like the night before you get engaged. That's me. If you go a couple of times, that you know the milas, and you're able to make an intelligent decision. But it can't be too late, but they definitely not mechuyev to say before you go out. The basic around Klal Yisrael is by the third date. Before the third date, after the third date, that's the point you should mention if you have these issues. What issues you have to say, how serious it has to be, that's totally in Shikol HaDas. You have to know the situation. Somebody has asthma, does he have to say? General asthma is not something which is not a major condition. It doesn't affect day-to-day living. It's not something which is very, very serious. That passes, you would not have to say. If it's something which is more serious. You don't have to sit there and say every single concern you have. And after 3 days, you don't say, this problem. You don't have to do that. If it's something which everyone has myelis, everyone has chesrinus, and about on a day you're supposed to present yourself with your milas. But if there's something which is more serious, something that's very, very serious, over there you'd have to say beforehand, and you have to, what exactly is serious, what's not serious, you have to tasa shelos chacham to find out exactly achra, what yes and what not. Now there's a stipler in Yevamos, which brings down, the Gemara brings down, that there was somebody whose father was a goy. His father's a goy and was Jewish, so that you're a Jew. He's having a very hard time finding a shidduch. So he went to one Amiram to be shalitz. What should he do? We can't find a shidduch. So Amira said, go to faraway town. No one knows who you are. And get married over there. In fact, the stipler, what's going on? Why isn't that I know? Over here in this town, no one wants to marry him. Why? Because his father's a goy. So go somewhere else. Don't tell them that your father's a goy. And just get married without saying anything. The stipler says, how can you do such a thing? Why should we not? The stipler wants to say, he's the Chinese society, right? So, Allah, he wants to say that, what's the problem of not saying? What we said before, the problem is, problem why not? You're tricking them. So like the stipler, the difference between a person and when you're buying an item. Let's say buying a Gemara, and page Dalit is ripped. So you don't care if Daf could have this Gemara, so you just switch it and get a different Gemara. There's no reason why I went this Gemara over that Gemara. So any pagam in an item, that's already considered a enough. When you're dealing with the Shidduch, Snapchat, there's only one you in the world. It's not a Gemara, there are 100,000 Gemaras. So if I get this Gemara, I have to get that Gemara. I mean, the only person, a person, there's a lot of different factors in a person, there's a lot of things to a person. Therefore, to say that, to say it doesn't have the regular Gidra enough, but regular enough. Regular enough, I don't want it. So he says that when it comes to Shidduchim, the way you magdor ayinah is if you be married and you with this concern and the person would not want it, then it's considered ayinah. It's not just a tremendous, tremendous concern that even after marriage, let's say after the Shabbat, you say, oh, I have this problem. If something which a person is going to walk out, you know, that's something which is not livable, not doable, then enechnami, that would be considered ayinah. But if it's just a chesaron, okay, whatever the chesaron is, nothing which is gefelach, it's just something which a person would rather not do lachachila. But b'diavad, you not work out and get divorced, it's like the disciple of that would not be considered ayinah when it comes to shidduchim, and therefore you didn't have to say. Now the agdara of ayinah by shidduchim is if the person would walk out of marriage or not. That's a migrant. So based on the disciple, there are some Moray Ahira, I'm saying there's not the accepted opinion, there are some Moray Ahira.
Is he arguing Shlomo Zalman?
Yes, he's arguing Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is saying, you gotta say. You have diabetes, you gotta say. You have pills, you gotta say. The stipler is saying, the Gedda Dov is like, no, it's not the same. It's not, the Gedda like, no, not whether Lachachila you want to go into it. Regularly, no, it's like, this Gemara, would I buy Lachachila? Yes or no. So if I want to buy it, then that's the city you're ripping off if there's a problem. So Shlomo Zalman asked, well, yes, same gather. If something a person would not want to go ahead with the marriage, you're going out, you say they have a concern, the person would not want to get married, that's a problem of Einah, and you have to say, what point? After the third date. So I was saying, no, that's not the gather. The gather Einah by Shidduchim is when you work out of the marriage. If a person wouldn't work out of the marriage, then that would not be considered Einah, and therefore you have to say. So therefore, based on the stipler, there are some Moira which are Makel. They say that you're not Mukhiyav to say if you have a, you know, in last situations, and therefore they say you don't have to say. Even if you go with the mahalach of the stipler, saying it's not the accepted opinion, you just have to know whether strategically it's a good idea. A marriage befrat by the nashim is based on trust, and they feel that you trick them, they'll never get over it. You're going to sit there for 50 years, you know. She'll always remember what you know, how you tricked her, and she didn't want to do it, and therefore it's not so poshut, even if you get ahead there, it's not so poshut that it's really the best etzah teva to do such a thing. I know somebody didn't tell his all the way around, the wife didn't tell the husband a certain thing, a certain concern she had. And the guy said he came like 7 years later, once he said he's going straight to Gan and wife. For the last 7 years, he made sure like to embarrass his wife wherever they went. Like whatever the concern she had, it's not always such a good idea to hide things because it's not so posh that it's the best eitzah teva for the marriage. Like, well, it's definitely it's a shayla chamur, the shayla, and tasa shayla schachem. And again, the nice thing, like we said before, Yashu, sometimes doesn't hold, you have to say after the third date. And there's a head of an disciple that a person wouldn't have to say in certain situations. Now, the gay lashon hara by shidduchim, a person has to be very, very careful in the gay lashon hara. After you go out, if you decide you don't, you know, you went with a girl, you didn't like her, whatever the reason is, you shouldn't really tell your friends. It could ruin a girl's reputation, everyone doesn't like her. You know, people schmooze a lot, and so the girl's reputation got killed. Because, you know, a guy went out with her, didn't like her, said lashon hara about her, and chav chav esrei. And you mamash could, certain girls did not get married because certain people. Plus, it's a tremendous avla, and something which you're destroying. So you might have to be careful who you speak to and what you say. You should not be speaking to your friends and saying the bad things about other girls. It's something which is a gefalacha avla to do. Also, after you go out, in general, the shapkin wants to know, let's say you say no, the shapkin always wants to know why you're saying no. So it's not a smart thing to say why. If the answer is no, you don't have to answer the shapkin. It's not your mother. You don't have to answer. You have no Christ to answer. Just say, she's a great girl and it's not for me. It's irrelevant why. But if you're telling her why, what you didn't like about her, so you're saying lashon hara about her, you might cause a shat. Number one, you might cause a shat and I read it more shidduchim. And the bigger problem is that 90% of the time, the shat is usually by her mouth and gets back to the other side. So they heard exactly why you said no, which is very, very insulting. And therefore, in general, do not say why you're saying no. Just say, she's a gevaldika girl, it's just not for me.
That's why doesn't the class and the chat is going to help you by there? You don't know what you didn't like there.
What do you say?
Why doesn't it help the class?
If it's something, just say, like, it's not for me because it depends what type of thing it is. Amol, you could have, you could have that amol. For you or for them? What?
They want to know what the guy's looking for. Hey, you don't like this, and they're setting up someone else. That's tax. That's not sure they're talking.
Say it's not for you. Then 2 weeks later, you could just say like, you have a girl who's like this. I'm saying you don't have to be misakas to this girl. Like, you know, the shakhan don't know the girl so well. Come on, they come over like, okay, whatever. We won't go there. I'm saying, but they go there like, that's a 15. Come on. How much do they know? Menschachim don't know the girls. If it was a family friend, that's not a shachan anyhow, right? And if it's a shachan, they meant to go for 5 minutes maybe, and saying they don't know the girls. So it's just like a barak, make a hashara, it's not.
It's a girl you dated for many times. A lot of times a girl wants closure, wants a reason.
Just don't give a reason, you're insulting her. No, what the closure is, it's not. I just don't see it happening. That's all. Girls are emotional, they're only as far, right? I don't see it happening, you know? It's not for me. I see that they're tremendous milas, but it's not, it's just not for me. And that's closure, is that all? If you don't have a reason why, so just in the Valtaran, if you say the reason, that's insulting. And so you should not say reason. I'm telling you, it always gets back, and it's big gay people, to say reason. Now, but again, when people call you up for shidduch information about your friends, this is something which is, you know, a very serious, achrayus, answering shidduch information. There's a nice with Aaron Kohler that used to have coffee in the morning. Every secretary used to make him coffee every morning. So, she brought him coffee, and they saw he wasn't drinking. He got calls. They spilled it out. He brought him another time, third time. Finally, yes, Mike, what's going on? He said that somebody called him, said that he wants to speak to him about a certain bacher for shidduch information in a couple of hours. He's so nervous. He doesn't know what to say. It's just a big achrayus. How to answer? He's so nervous that he's not able to eat or drink. So it's really a tremendous achrayus. Sometimes you have to say things, sometimes you're not allowed to say things. And you have to do it with something about achrayus when you answer questions about shidduch. Now the main shaila also when you're handling shidduch information is a shaila lashon hara. When you get lashon hara, there are really two types of lashon hara. The one type of lashon hara that if you say something bad about somebody, the guy's apikaris, the guy always gets angry, the guy... Yeah, has an iPhone. You say something which is bad about something, that's like the classical case of Lashon Hara. You say something which is Gnai. There's a second Chilak Lashon Hara, which people might not realize that Lashon Hara, that if you say something which is not bad, but you're causing somebody to have some type of loss, that also goes into the Gad of Lashon Hara. The Gemara says that, Mavarech Re'el B'Kora. You go to Suda and you say, this person's food is the best meals he has, and you tell everyone. Because of that, the guy's going to get 86 phone calls for Suda Shabbos. And he's not interested in having the lachatz. It's like, Gemara, that's an example, Lashon Hara. He didn't say anything bad, but something which causes damage to somebody, he has some type of loss or something which he doesn't want, that also goes into the gather of Lashon Hara. Because one thing, you know, Lashon Hara could be either bad, gnai, or anything which is, even if it's not bad, you can say something good, but causing hazard to somebody, that's also Lashon Hara. Somebody has to about a shidduch. And you just, without thinking about it, you just say, I don't think it's a good shidduch.
So you didn't say anything bad. Not being good shidduch with somebody, nothing wrong with anything. You just don't think it's my tip. So that could be a hazard. If you don't think it through and you don't answer the question responsibly, that's a lashon hara of hazik, and you have to be very careful when you answer shidduch information that to think of it. So what's the heter to answer questions when somebody asks you something? Why are you like, let's say they ask you, does it come out of time to Seder? And generally, it shows up 11:15. So are you allowed to answer that question or not? So the courage is shailah and hara. The heter to answer is that it has to be tayalis. The only time is that lashon hara is only usur if you're doing it belish shum tayalis. There's no reason why you're doing it. If there's a good reason why somebody's answering a question, you say something bad. If there's a tayalis, then the lach is it's mutter to say lashon hara le tayalis. So when somebody's asking questions, you just have to ask, is it tayalis or not tayalis? If they're asking the tayalis, so then you're allowed to answer. If they're asking the tayalis, then you're not allowed to answer. So in general, when people are asking questions about shidduchim, b'derech klal, that's considered a good tayalis, and therefore you're allowed to answer the questions. In general, what they ask, you're allowed to answer, because that would be considered tayalis, and you're able to answer. When people ask information, you have to know, number one, you have to know information firsthand. Don't be stuck on rumors. You don't know firsthand, but your roommate told you that this guy is not a good bacher. So now I said it over. The only time there's a heter of saying Lashonara Tayalis, and Mr. Spurrier says, if you know the information firsthand, then you'll have to say it over. If you don't know firsthand, you just heard from somebody or from somebody, and just rumors, or whether you can't say it like that. So maybe this tells you because I heard such a thing. But stop answering questions based on rumors is something which is a tremendous avlo, and one should not be doing.
Even there's something good?
What?
Even there's something good?
What do you mean something good?
Ma'alik.
No, Ma'alik is saying. We're talking about Lashon Hara.
But there's not true. Only listen to somebody.
You say you heard. The rate is that he's a good Gvaltika Bacher. So you can say like
maybe
that.
Maybe there's not true.
What did I say?
Maybe there's not true. It's only
you see, this is what you heard. Thing. But a lot of times people just simuchan whatever. You simuchan the guy next to you, saying lashon hara. He's saying lashon hara. What's he doing? Your roommate saying, has ayin ra, and he says lashon hara. If you don't know things firsthand in general, you shouldn't answer. If you don't like the person, do not answer. Do not answer. If any call information, because the head over here is tayalis. And when you don't like the person, number one, avdafkim b'chavet tayalis. You don't like the person. Number two, in general, if you don't like the person, your judgments can be very, very clouded. So if you know personally you don't like the person, just say, you should find an excuse why you're not able to, I don't know him so well, or something like that. You should find an excuse why you don't want to answer.
Yeah, but a lot of times you call up another person and say, you get too many of those people don't know him well, that also says a lot of that about him.
Okay, definitely does. That's right. How can you don't know him well? He's the next to you doing first later. Like, it does sometimes. Okay, I hear. But if you don't like the person, it's very hard to have tayalis. And plus, if you personally don't like the person, your judgment is clouded. Therefore, in general, you should not be answering the question in that situation. Are you that exaggerator or not? When people ask you information about a bachar, so you have to know you have to know like how people answer questions, what the language of shidduch information is. In general, the way people talk when it comes to shidduchim, the best boy in the mirror. That's how people talk, and people talk with exaggeration. And if you don't do that, it paints a picture that he's not that. I had a relative of mine, so he was 17, he's 18, bacher. So somebody called him like about a friend of his. He was like, who's 22? The guy was like a top bacher. So yeah, he's a good bacher. Yeah, a good bacher. And he just answered like everything like that, and they're ready to break up the shidduch because of that. The girls, like a friend of my sister's, and like, they're not ready to make up the shidduch. Unless, you have to know how people talk in shidduch. In general, the normal way of talking in shidduch is to exaggerate. That's how people do talk. Therefore, when it comes to amateur checkers, we had a couple of weeks ago, that something, if that's the way people talk, it's not called checker. Checker, people know. If you say off the top bacher, it means he's average. If you say he's average, it means he's below average. And if he's below average, it means he's nothing. I don't know. That's how people talk when it comes to shidduch. So yeah, when people are asking you questions, You just have to know when it comes to Shidduchim, you're allowed to exaggerate to extent because that's people know what you mean when you're exaggerating. You have to understand what the question is. That goes up. Okay, is he a masmid? Okay, what does a masmid mean? Now, if he's Baal Bas, and yes, he masmid probably means does he keep starim? Did it only 9 to 5? I don't know. Does it mean 5 hours? Does it mean 8 hours? No, if it's Rosh Yeshiva calling up, masmid means does he learn bein starim and bein znam? You have to know the person asking the question. You have to know where the person's coming from, what the person wants. Is he smart? Smart is very, very relative. You know, some people think somebody is like he's a genius and he's a little above average. You know, depending on what, how smart you are, that's the answer to the question whether the person is smart or not. Therefore, a lot of time, the last shidduchim which get broken because of that, like people say no because they call up and based on the what this person says smart, what that person says smart, what this person says the math, that person says the math, and the person playing telephone and they don't know where the other person is coming from, and therefore they gave misinformation. So in general, when somebody calls you up. And they ask you, okay, tell me about this bacha. It's a gewaltige bacha. What are you looking for? And you have to find out. You have to feel the person out, what the person's looking for. And then you could, you know, the guy says, I want a very serious bacha who's a master, but I want him to stay in learning 2 years. Then the guy does 9 to 5, it's Peseder. You know what I mean? You have to know what the person's looking for in order to, and where the person's coming from in order to answer the question. Yes. You say, he's a gewaltige bacha. What are you looking for? Tell me a little about your daughter and what are you looking for? You have to know how long they want the guy learning for. Then, you know, don't tell me you want the biggest massman and you want to learn for 2 years, right? Let's just say we want a guy who's working and want to have a work ethic. Okay, that's a different nice thing. But, you know, you have to know what the person's looking for. You have to understand, when he says he's a massman, yeah, he learns a lot. What do you consider a massman? 10 hours, 12 hours? You have to understand, you have to clarify the question. Because if you don't clarify the question, a lot of times it's going to be a miscommunication, and there can be problems. So in general, most point-blank questions, there is a tell-us to answer. They want to know, does he smoke? Is he this? Is he that? They want to know whether there's a tell-us when they get a good Lashonara. If they ask the question, usually there's a tell-us to say. You know, they hold that's important, in the Shidduch, wherever it is, you know, after you clarify what the question is, what smart means, what masman means, whether... You know, wherever they're asking, but they're asking something point blank, then in general, a person would have a right to say, to answer the question. Now, okay, sometimes people ask something shtuyol, like, I got a question recently. Is anyone in the family who has orange hair? And his uncle has orange hair? Yeah, a question like that, you know, which is totally irrelevant. You can say you don't know, not sure. But in general, most normal thing, people asking normal questions, it would, yes, be considered to Ellis to, you know, most to answer the question. Most times, we'd be mutter to say. Don't offer information unless they ask it. In general, it should not offer information about if there's any concern. If it's not something which is a tremendous concern, do not offer information. But if they ask specifically.
It's considered tremendous.
Okay, we'll get that in a second. They ask specifically, okay, does he smoke? So don't offer that he smokes, if they don't ask you the question. But if they ask if he smokes, you have a right to answer the question that he doesn't. You want to know if he smokes a cigarette once in a while, once a month, or something like that. And it's not going to be such an issue if he gets married, so you have a right to say, I don't know, or something like that. But if the guy technically does smoke and they're asking it, they have a right to know, and you're allowed to answer the question. What do you ask about what?
What's considered like a big problem?
Oh, so now there is a different gather. So let's just chazal quickly. We went through a lot of patterns. So let's just chazal quickly back roll so far. And number one, answering the information. Number one, you have to clarify the question. That's number one. Number two, it has to be a te'elis. In general, if they answer your question, there would yes be te'elis. Don't answer generic, don't offer information unless they ask it to you. There's one exception. If you have something which is a serious issue. He's not marriage material. Why? Because the guy has a temper. Terrible, terrible temper. He can't control himself. Or the guy has an internet addiction. He spends all day on his phone and he's addicted to internet. The guy has serious mental health. You know that he takes 6 pills a day. The guy through a day. The guy has health issues. So things which there's somebody, we got married to them. It's a tremendous, tremendous chisaron. It's a kalav l'samed al dam riacha. That you're not allowed to stand by when your friend is getting killed. It doesn't mean she's getting killed physically, means within going, getting into a bad marriage. And if you hold a person's not marriage material, over there, even if they don't ask you, you have to say. If you have a roommate, it's not marriage material, you should call up, he's going, you know he's going out, you should call up and say, this guy cannot get married. What do you say? He's not marriage material. So he's not marriage material. Now, the answer to that question is very not clear. Do not be slimmick on yourself to answer that question, because you might think of that marriage material, you know, maybe it really is marriage material, and you're killing his life. So something which you have to tasa shelas chacham before you do such a thing. But if that's the situation, I had a friend of mine who, he told me that one of his sons got engaged, and he's like, I don't know, can't imagine this guy going down a marriage. So he's like, he's going to call up the other side. Then he found out the chasm was about like 5 weeks. It was a very quick engagement. He didn't do it. They got married. And a year later, they got divorced with the kid. Now, if there's something which is very, very serious, there's a chil, there's amdem recha, and you mechuyv to say, fight, don't pass in the shal yourself. This is nefashis. You have to pass the shal as chacham before you, what?
If the guy is dishonest in business, is that going to affect, like...
No. Love after that will affect the marriage. I think the plenty... Look, if you end up in jail, then it's going to affect the marriage. It has to be something which is going to affect your own bias. Terrible midas could be, if the guy has health issues and things like that, that could, yes, affect it. But if the guy's lav dafka, that's something which is, it's lav dafka. I'm saying, it's very, very dangerous. You know, you have to be very, very effective. If you don't like the guy, don't call. That's for sure. But if it's something which is very, very serious over there, right there, not to say let's call him before you do such a thing, in that situation a person would have a chiyuv to sell.
Because it's a compatible issue. Like, you think that one, what the girl's looking for is something and the boy's not that thing. Are you allowed to open it?
For example, like what?
Like the boy's wearing his clothing, let's say, and the other side's looking for a serious pantera who's... And the second you say that, they'll say...
No, there are serious pantera who wearing the clothing. You're making very, a general, very general statement. You want to say he's not such a pantera, you're saying?
Yeah.
But they say, they're looking for mentor, he's not a mentor. There's nothing wrong.
That information that you offer.
They say, what are you looking for? We're looking for mentor. Well, they can ask the question. Looking for mentor, a guy sits and learns all day and learns 12 hours a day. So if he's not that, he learns 6 hours a day, so he's not that. There's nothing, right, you have to be very, very careful that you know the guy well. You have to be very, very careful that it's not your perception. You know, it's the fascist over here. Very, very, no, look. A friend of mine teaches me in seminary, so like what the girls do is when they get questions, you know, on the cell phone. So if you have a question, you're not sure if you're allowed to answer. So the girl says she does this. She has a paper in her hand. She goes like that. And she says the connector's not good. It's cracking up. Can you call me back later? I'll call you back later. So you just, you know, get off the phone, call up a place, say, call your rabbin, find out what to do. If you're not, what?
He said right away.
What?
She called back later.
What do you say?
Why didn't you say simple?
So we start talking about the guy. All of a sudden, they ask a certain question. Okay, whatever. They come. When they go, if they just like, can we speak later? That's like pretty obvious, right? You have to be a little smoother. Like I said before, if you say, I don't know, it gets a little suspicious. If you say, like, I'm not sure to answer that question, I'll get back to you. And they ask about your roommate whether he comes to Seder. So, like, what does that mean? So you have to, you know. That there's one person who, like, everyone in town hated. This guy, Pasha wasn't getting a shidduch. So someone came to town, and he got rid of shidduch. And okay, he's masked to go out. So someone said, this is mamash min shemayim, the shidduch. They asked him, how do you know? He said, because every single person in the town hates this person besides one person. And the one person they asked was, it happens to be the one person who didn't hate the person. And that's why the shidduch went through. And Avada, when it comes to shidduchim, Avada, the Goyin says you have to do less astalish in shidduchim than to get other things, because Avada shidduchim, well, minashmai.